Time now, the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Played pretty darn good for six out of six periods last weekend. Having said that, where do you still want to see some improvement?
Oh, Schultz, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's just consistency. Probably our consistency, again, at the puck and away from the puck. We just want to make sure, too, that we're tough to play against. But from an offensive standpoint, too, we'd love to get, you know, more and more consistency and get close to the 3 goals a game. But we also need to play in the dirty areas better. And that's the one thing as a staff we talked about before the season. We felt last year we broke down a lot of videotape and we weren't getting a lot of scoring chances. And we call it the box area. You know, from the hash marks all the way to the top of the circles. And, you know, whether we penetrate that area with the puck or with the player with the puck, we have to get in that area more. And I felt we did a good job against Ferris State in that area.
You've scored 15 goals so far, have 9 different goal scorers. Only 2 of those 9, though, are from defensemen. Does the balance in scoring negate the fact that you only have 2 from defensemen?
Schultz, I'm not too concerned right now. I still think it's too small of a sample size with 6 games. I think we know our personnel and what they do best. So you ask me that question probably, you know, in 4 games or 6 games. After the 10 or 12 game mark, I'll probably give you more of a definitive answer. But I think right now, again, too small of a sample size.
I'm guessing the answer is going to be the same here on the next one then, too. You don't have many players that are a minus. Is the sample size too small, or plus minus doesn't mean much yet?
Right, I totally agree with you. So again, let's wait till we're one third into the season, and I think again it'll be more definitive.
This is the first road trip with WCHA rules attached, meaning you can only travel 22. You've said all along that you have confidence in putting anybody into the lineup on any given day. Is it easier making a lineup once that travel roster is figured out and you're picking from 22 as opposed to 28?
Well, yeah, as far as, you know, playing the game Friday and Saturday night, it's a lot easier when you only have 2 guys that can't play. But it's still a difficult decision. It's still the toughest, probably the toughest decision and the most difficult decision for a coaching staff is putting the lineup together, because there's so many interchangeable parts, Schultz, and so many guys can play, and you know, you just have to obviously take a lot of different things into account.
It's ironic you were making travel changes on the bus on the way to the airport on Wednesday because you got some guys that are banged up. What is that process as far as the airlines are concerned, and when you've got to have all that stuff done?
Well, we can, like, for this trip with Alaska Airlines, every airline's a little different, but with Alaska Airlines, we could make changes all the way up, you know, to the departure out of Minneapolis. But, you know, there's a fee. You got to pay a penalty, too, for name changes. And the name change fee, there's a penalty 3 days before you fly. So you have to pay that penalty. But, again, you know, Brendan Harris came in that morning, and, I mean, he's got strep throat, and he couldn't make the trip, so we had to make a quick change.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, what's the biggest challenge in playing here in Alaska?
Probably the biggest thing is just, you know, I think there's 2. I think number 1 is the Olympic ice. And, you know, we play in a lot of different Olympic ices, but it's always still a little bit of a change. You don't get a lot of practice on Olympic sheet. And, of course, it's a grinding trip. Not only the 3-hour difference in time, but it's a long ways. It's a long ways to go. And Wednesday's a tough day, as you know, Schultze. So a lot of it's just psychological from that standpoint. But you just try to get acclimated as quick as you can and have a good skate and have a good meal. And you got to go from there.
You've been pretty good on Olympic-sized ice in the last couple of years. What's the biggest challenge the first time of the year?
I think the biggest thing is just using the whole ice surface. Sometimes the guys just want to still use the same ice surface they play on every day, and you can't. You've got a lot of room that you can cut back on. You can possess the puck a little more. So, you know, be a little more patient with the puck.
Lance West, the new head coach here. We obviously know him well from his time in Huntsville. He's been up here as an assistant now for quite a while. He's paid his dues, hasn't he?
Absolutely, and so many assistant coaches do pay their dues. And, you know, there's only 60 of these jobs in college hockey. They're hard to come by, and, you know, sometimes you got to work hard. You got to be patient, and you just got to stick with the process, and Westy has, and he's, you know, he's the head coach up here, and he's worked hard to get to this point.
Prior to Niagara making a change with Dave Burkholder last year, you look back at the CHA days, there are still a lot of guys that are still at their school. That's unheard of this day and age, isn't it?
Well, for sure. And actually, I just got off the phone 10 minutes ago with Derek Schooley at Robert Morris. So it was good catching up with him. And, you know, those relationships that we forged back in those days are still strong today.
Back to the Nanooks. Aside from their series with St. Cloud, they haven't given up a ton of goals. What's it going to take to score tonight?
I just think we have to get shots. And again, I'm going to be a broken record when I say we have to make sure we penetrate that box area. We have to get inside. We have to play inside, Schultz. And if you don't, you know, you're always going to be scratching and clawing and trying to get to two. You can't. You got to get to three. And once you get to three, you can get to four too, because teams have to open it up a bit too. So we just got to. We have to penetrate inside. And we have to play inside. And we have to take a little bit of a. We have to take a little bit of a beating inside.
Their power play has struggled. Doesn't mean it's going to struggle this weekend, though, does it?
Exactly. And actually, I like their personnel and their power play. When you look at their power play percentage, you're exactly right. They haven't. They're not clicking on all cylinders right now, but they also have good personnel back there. They got some nice shooters, and you know, Fry and Woods shoot the puck extremely well. They got good puzzle pieces on their power play. So I always say that the power play, it's always up and down. It's a roller coaster, as is ours too. And you're going to get into a rhythm. You know what? There's certain segments of your season you're going to get into a rhythm, and there's going to be certain segments you don't. So again, they're ready to break out. Just hopefully it's not this weekend.
Justin Woods already has 4 goals for them. Right now, is he their best player?
He's pretty darn good. I mean, I would say probably is Schultz, when you want to factor in. He's a defenseman. He can log a ton of minutes. He's experienced. Yeah, I would say overall he's their best player, and they probably tell you the same thing.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.